Principle number 7. So in this principle, it's going to map out for us the 4 main stages of spiritual development that are outlined in the Kabbalah. Now we have boundless levels of spiritual development, but these are 4 main categories. They correspond to the 4 letters of the divine name. The way we write the word for God in the Torah in Hebrew, with the 4 letters Yud and He and Vav and He. We have many divine names in Kabbalah. Every divine name, every holy name is expressing for us another aspect of divine experience. This name of the 4 letters of Yud and He and Vav and He is the holiest of all the names. It's the central name. Every other divine name is a branch from this name. This name is like a spiritual DNA blueprint that everything is mapping into. So also these 4 main categories of spiritual development correspond to these 4 letters. So go and read through Principle 7. Principle 7, the 4 stages. There are 4 general stages of spiritual development. So just before we read through, I'll just say the 4. We start at the lowest level, which is called receiving in order to receive. Then there's a level that's called giving in order to receive. Then there's giving in order to give. And then there's receiving in order to give. We said before that the whole process is leading to a place where we'll be able to receive in order to give all of the divine goodness. So that's the final stage. So here's going to start at the bottom and work our way up. So there are 4 stages of spiritual development. 1, receiving to receive. It means I am receiving, but why am I receiving? Because I want to get. The desire to receive is ingrained in our nature. This is where we begin. We were purposely created with this desire to receive and given the spiritual work of elevating this desire to its perfected state. In this first stage, we care only about ourselves and fulfilling our personal desires. He said that embedded in our nature, in the essence of our souls, is a desire to receive, that's the creation. Now we learned that our true essence that we were created with, even from the beginning, is that perfected state of receiving in order to give. Because our deepest, deepest inner aspect of ourself is aspect of God itself, which is purely giving. So the creation, which is us, was created desire to receive so that we could enjoy the goodness, but already in its perfected state of receiving in order to give. So our true essence is receiving in order to give, receiving in a state of love. But we have to now work through all of these stages for real in order that our love will be actually for real. Could it be God could just set it up that we're already there in the first moment, but then that love would have just been programmed into us. It wouldn't actually be loving. So here it's set up in a way where we can actually truly love from ourselves. Right? So the initial state that we're created with is receiving in order to receive. I want to get because I want to get. That's how in all of our beginning of spiritual development, how all of us begin. Okay, the second stage is giving to receive. This stage of spiritual development is an intermediate stage between the previous level of loving only ourselves and the next level of truly loving others and having unconditional love for God. In this stage, a person is involved in spiritual work and is giving to others. The motivation for the spiritual work and giving, however, is not yet from a place of pure love of the other, but is rather motivated by the hope of receiving a reward. In this stage, we are giving, but our intention is to receive. So giving to receive means I'm giving, but the reason why I'm giving is because I want to get from it. In the first stage of receiving to receive, it means I'm receiving. Why am I receiving? Because I want to get from it, want to receive from it. In the second stage, I'm giving. My outer action is giving. But the reason I'm giving is because I want to get from it. Right? There's a lot of times we're doing acts of giving, but we're not truly doing them because we truly love the person we're giving to, but we're doing it because we think somehow that act of giving will benefit me. Now we learned that everything we're doing until we reach higher level is rooted in wanting to get something from it and some sort of self-interest. That is our physical hardwiring. Our deepest place is the opposite. It's purely giving. But our physical hardwiring until we reach higher levels is rooted in self-interest. So much so that it says that we don't make any movement unless we somehow think that it will benefit us in some way. So that everything we're doing is in order to get something from it. There's no out from that yet. So the highest thing, though, that we could want to get is to want to get out of wanting to get. The highest thing that we could want is to want to be in a state of purely giving, a state that's doing something not just to serve myself, but doing something outside of serving myself. Wanting to not only be trying to take the love, but trying to be in a place of giving the love. It's still something we want to get, but that's the highest thing we could want to get. So the second level of giving to receive, the lower levels of it are just simple making investments. I'm giving here because I'm hoping to get from there. But the highest level is I'm giving, I'm doing spiritual work, I'm doing acts of loving kindness, I'm working beyond my own self-interest, I'm trying to work on myself. And what do I want to get from that? I want to get to a place where I'm truly loving, where I can truly give, where it's not rooted in my own self-interest. I'm still hardwired into self-interest, because that's the truth of the matter. But I want to get out of that. I'm making effort. And what I want to gain from that effort is to reach a place of truly giving, of truly loving. Now, this applies also when somebody enters into spiritual work and spiritual practice. Because at first, the way everybody enters into spiritual work or spiritual practice is from the place of wanting it to benefit us, wanting to get from it, wanting to personally get benefit in this world. And then there's even wanting to get benefit in the world to come, in the afterlife. Think, oh, if I'm doing this spiritual work and all of this, these things now, all these acts of giving, in the biggest picture, it's going to benefit me. So that's also desire to receive. It's also investment. So all of that is a first stage in. We all have to pass through that stage. But we start to enter into the deeper aspects, which is where Kabbalah is trying to help to lead us, is to say we want to reach a place where all of our acts of giving and all of our spiritual work, we want to try to be getting from it now a place that transcends our desire to receive. That as long as our spiritual work is still rooted in trying to get even blessing in this world or blessing in the world to come, it's still completely self-serving in its intention. I heard Rabbi Gottlieb said once that his Rabbi, Rabbi Baruch Shalom, said once that he had just come from somewhere where he saw like such a holy person on such a high spiritual level who was serving everybody around them, giving them food and drinks and just constantly in a state of service to everybody around them all night long. So who was the person? It was the waiter. So he was joking, saying nothing for being the waiter, but the waiter is doing all acts of service, but the intention of the waiter is to be paid, right? If the waiter wasn't paid, not going to be there all night serving everybody. So even on the outside, we see somebody who's doing 100% acts of giving. The intention of all of that giving is ultimately to receive from it, right? And that's all of us. So the question is how much we're giving trying to be want to reach a place where we're able to give where we're not being paid. Even doing volunteer work. So we're not being physically paid. But why are we actually doing it? Are we truly loving the person that we're volunteering for? Or does it somehow fill some sort of need inside of ourselves to feel like we're doing something good? Or we feel like it will bring blessing to us in this world or the world to come. So none of this is to belittle any of our volunteering and acts of giving. And this is the first step we all have to attain. I mean, to be doing that is already, right? But the idea here is to try to take us to be able to focus on our intention of why we're doing what we're doing. Right? To try to look at everything that we're doing, even our acts of giving, and try to become aware of what's the true intention behind them. Becoming aware that our natural intention behind everything that we're doing is rooted in a state of wanting to receive something from it and starting to want to go beyond that. So the second level here is giving to receive. In its highest state, I'm giving, I'm doing spiritual work, I'm doing acts of loving kindness. And what do I want to receive from it? I want to receive a new nature. I want to receive a place where I'm being able to give truly out of love, giving without regard to what I'm getting from it. That the act of giving is pure. To reach a place of truly loving, giving out of love. Okay, we'll stop here for now, and next time, God willing, continue in Principle 7.